This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next on Plains FM, host Tina Dacom-Luke interviews inspiring women on This Is Who We Are.
Welcome, I'm Tina Dacom-Luke and this is Who We Are. I was thinking back during lockdown about what led me to do podcasts, and it was a little podcast course that I saw come up, and I thought I'm going to beat my nerves and I'm going to do it. And I was lucky enough to have for my first interviewee Kimberly Shootman, who believed in me enough to do it and ended up being one of my sponsors. And I'm so thrilled to have her back in the studio today, and I'm really looking forward to hearing about what she's up to next. So grab a drink, pull up a chair, get comfy, and I will introduce her to you again after this.
He told me I belong in a churchyard. He told me I could walk away, but I wouldn't get far. Tell me, how do people know what is hurt, what is love? He told me I belong in a churchyard. Words pointy like arrows, wounds no one can see. He closed all the windows as his anger broke free.
Welcome, Kimberly. It's so lovely to see you, and I'm just absolutely thrilled to have you in the studio. So some listeners may remember you from our last chat about my cup, which is period cups. Gosh, it does feel like such a long time since I last had you here. What have you been up to with my cup?
Well, my cup continues to grow from strength to strength. It continues to gift menstrual cups to organisations around New Zealand, who then gift the cups with education to their communities. We're still manufacturing in Christchurch, which is awesome.
Oh, yes, that's yeah. great.
But our primary focus this past few years has been developing better ways to help people living in period poverty and powerful social media-based education.
Lovely. And if I remember rightly from what I've read on your website and through Facebook, you have segued into something called the Good Fund. How did the Good Fund come about?
Well, the Good Fund is an extension of the mahi we were already doing with MyCup, but on a far greater scale. MyCup currently works with community organisations to help gift menstrual cups to people living in period poverty with its buy one, give one model. And in 2017, one community partner of mine, Emily Holdaway, also wanted to help in her community in Hamilton. After working together for a couple of years, we both concluded that menstrual cups were simply not enough. We needed to be able to offer greater choices. The Good Fund finally emerged from the idea around choice. So people living from hand to mouth each week simply don't have the luxury of choice, and we wanted to give them that choice. So the Good Fund offers partially funded and fully funded reusable menstrual packs, and we only have one criteria, is that you menstruate.
That is amazing. Yeah. And such a gift and so needed.
Yeah, and the packs contain, so they have a mixture of different things. We have a 5 or 6 different packs, and some of the packs just have maybe a menstrual cup, and then there might be a menstrual cup and period underwear. A person can choose if they want to just have period underwear or just have cloth pads. So it's basically sustainable period products, which is, you know, really helping that person's health and well-being. It's helping them with the affordability of menstrual products, because these products are going to last them a really long time, and they'll have more money to put into their whānau. They'll have more money to be able to afford to pay for things like petrol and, you know, all that sort of thing. And, you know, it's fantastic for the environment, because they're not having to dispose of menstrual products into the landfill.
What an absolute win-win.
Mm. That's awesome.
That's fantastic. What's your trajectory long and short term with this?
Well, it took us about 6 months to really nail our processes and create a platform where people could apply for help in a very dignified way, online, with no questions asked. Since we started in April 2019, we have responded to over 2,500 requests for help and have noticed a 15% increase in our applications since lockdown.
Oh, wow.
Yep. COVID has really affected people's ability to be able to afford the day-to-day cost of living. I mean, it's just crazy. People are losing their jobs.
Yes.
You know, it's really impacted. We're hearing about this every day.
And it's just the beginning, really, isn't it, unfortunately?
Yeah, well, many people are just quite simply telling us that they have to make a choice between food and menstrual products.
Oh, that makes me want to cry.
I know.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Mm.
And when you're in that position, I mean, you know, as a parent, what are you going to choose? You're going to choose food because you want to feed your family.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what stats have you got?
Well, one of the most important things that we track is a few statistics around the actual aspect of period poverty. So one of the statistics that really gets me is that 10% of everybody who's applied for help at the Good Fund has had to resort to using towels, toilet paper, rags, socks, that sort of thing for managing their period. So wow. They can't really leave. I mean, we have people telling us that they can't really leave the house because they're just worried about leaking. Mm. They can nip in and out. But with those sort of, using those sort of things to manage their periods is just not, like, it's not sustainable long-term for them. They can't go out for, 3 or 4 hours to go and do something. Mm. They've got to sort of drop their kids at school and come home again. So they're really being isolated from normal day-to-day life.
And that has such a massive ongoing impact.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if it's still the same, but I remember years ago, if you needed a food grant or things via WINS, it didn't actually cover period type stuff along with alcohol and smoking. I don't know, but I do really hope that that's changed.
Well, it hasn't really. So there's no specific grant for period products. So you can get a food grant where you can go to the supermarket and buy tampons or pads. Or I think there are some supermarkets that stock menstrual cups. But the type of products that we're supplying aren't available in supermarkets. So if someone wants to buy them, they have to get a WINS quote from us.
Yep.
And then they have to take it off their... they have an allowance, but they have to pay that back. So it's not something that's being gifted to them. So that's why the Good Fund's so important, because we want people to be gifted these products because we think they're vital in a thriving community.
They are.
Yeah.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
Oh.
COVID-19's really knocked us in so many different ways, but the Good Fund has really been knocked by COVID, because every year we run a fundraiser called Filler Bags.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we raised, it was the first time we ran it last year, and we raised $33,000 in 2 days.
That's amazing.
And that was enough money for us to be able to operate for 12 months. So we've made that money last, well as we do get regular donations from people online on our website.
Yes.
But we've made that money last. But COVID this year just completely shut us down. Emily was busy organising all her filler bag coordinators all over New Zealand. We had, I can't remember, 23 different locations in New Zealand. And we were all ready to go, and then COVID struck. So our funding got cut off overnight. So we had to start thinking about how on earth are we going to raise money for the next 12 months. So there was two options. We could either go on to Give a Little, or we could start a Pledge Me campaign. So we started thinking about it and talking, and we came up with a fantastic Pledge Me campaign. And that's currently running. It started a week ago, and we've already raised... This morning it was almost $19,000.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yep. So our Pledge Me campaign is really fantastic. It's got heaps of perks on it. So we've had an incredible artist design a T-shirt specifically for us, and it's an Empower T-shirt. We call it a fluterus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a uterus. Yes. With the word Empower in it, and it's all sort of surrounded by flowers, and it's absolutely beautiful. So you can, you can donate $5 because every cent counts.
Yes.
Or you can donate, you can buy a T-shirt, you can buy a menstrual cup from My Cup, you can buy one of Emily's books that she's just written, Sunflowers Don't Grow in Winter. You can buy a cloth nappy. What else have we got on there? Yeah, and then we've got our big tiers, like our bronze, silver and gold tiers, where, big businesses can donate large amounts of money. So, we're really excited about it. And we're 7 days in, so we've got 21 days to go.
Yes.
And we really need... to get people driving towards our Pledge Me.
Mm.
We can't keep doing what we're doing.
No.
Unless we get these funds in. And I have to say, it's hard work. Pledge Me is really hard work. We are working non-stop on our campaign, and it's all about sharing. So the more people that share what we're doing online, the more pledges come in.
Ah.
So that's what it's all about. So we're on Pledge Me under... the Good Fund, 100,000 periods, because that's how many periods that we want to support in the next 12 months. You can find us on Instagram, The Good Fund NZ, or on Facebook, The Good Fund NZ, and you can follow our story. We've got an incredible story running throughout our campaign. There's engaging posts every day and very excited people talking on our story about how we're tracking. So, we'd love to see people head over there and support us this year.
I'll definitely be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. And long term, we We are already in the process of becoming a charitable trust.
Yes.
So I'm super excited about that. It's been a work in progress. It's taken us a really long time to get to this point. The paperwork's all done. It's going in this week. So our long-term goal is to create a fully sustainable charity that can fund itself and stand on its own two feet. Because right now we're totally dependent on the goodwill of others.
Yes.
You know, and to understand what we're doing and to understand that period poverty exists.
And the impact.
And the impact it has on communities. Yeah. Mm. So we've got some incredible people who are going to join us on our board, who are going to fine-tune all our processes and bring new, you know, innovative ideas to the table. I'm just really excited about, you know, having this team. So two of us will become five, and it's just going to be, you know, it's got a really, I think it's got a really bright future. We really want to offer a 360-degree whānau help, you know, to communities, that everybody's helped, not just, you know, kids are going to have their tampons and pads funded by the government into schools, hopefully next year.
Yeah.
But what about the parents?
Yeah.
You know, they've still got to, all the older kids that might be at uni or beyond, you know, within the family, you know, we really need to help them as well. So we're trying to sort of create a system where everybody gets help.
And I guess even within the school system, the government may need to look at that some children will be allergic to the certain cheaper products and won't be able to use them, aka that was me.
Yeah, I know. So, well, allergies are a massive problem.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got some, you know, I think as far as we're aware, I mean, I'm just having a look here on my data, is that, you know, 13% of our applicants are actually allergic to the menstrual products they're using, and they don't have a choice.
Yes,
you
know, that's the massive thing.
They don't have that luxury. Mm. They have to go and buy the cheapest option, which is normally, from my research, 90% made of plastic or plastic products. And there's a huge percentage of people now. I mean, we've got, you know, 77% of our applicants experience heavy bleeding, and bleeding that's longer than 7 days.
Mm.
So one of the misconceptions around period poverty is, oh yeah, but why can't they just go down to the shop and buy the dollar pack of pads from the warehouse? But what happens if they bleed for longer than 7 days?
I had phases where I bled for 3 months.
Yeah. It's so unaffordable.
Sustaining that is massive.
Yeah, it's massive, you know. And these products allow people to just get on with their life and not have that ongoing expense.
Yeah.
So, allergy is a real problem. And you know, the products that we gift, as far as I'm aware, there's only a very, a medical-grade silicone cup. I mean, in my whole time of creating and selling menstrual cups in New Zealand, I've probably only had two or three people that have approached me and said that they're allergic to silicone.
Yeah.
So, you know, from my research, the silicone is one of the most biocompatible materials for use inside the human body. So it's, you know, we're going to have less allergies towards those sorts of products. And the pads that we have are all made of bamboo and cotton. The period underwear, cotton, you know, so, you know, people aren't going to be just dealing with period poverty. They're dealing with rashes. With these products, they're not going to deal with anything. I know.
Yeah, it's multi-pronged.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of people, if they have never had issues with their periods, and they've never, financial issues have never been a consideration within the household, they just haven't realised what a massive topic this is and how far reaching it is too. So I guess a good thing about even the Pledge Me is hopefully we're going to be reaching people that just didn't really even understand the impact this was having on so many women and young girls within New Zealand.
Well, part of our campaign, well, actually most of our campaign is educating the public.
Yes.
It's letting them know what's going on. It's not just about not being able to afford pads. And I think that's the crux of it, is that it's not just about affordability.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many other factors to consider with period poverty.
Yes.
There's the stigmas attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
People not wanting, I mean, period poverty has actually been around for a really long time, like well before we were even talking about it. But the stigma around periods has prevented people from talking about periods.
And the more we talk about it, hopefully the more the stigma softens.
Yes. And just letting people know the far-reaching effects of period poverty, about just, it's not just about affordability, is, you know, people just understand so much more. And then they feel, well, actually, I'm just so privileged being able to never think about it, that I'm going to help, you know.
I was really touched, I think it was within the last month, but don't quote me on it, where I saw the Prime Minister talking about period poverty, and she'd had a wee meeting about it. And I thought back, and I don't remember any other Prime Minister in my time talking about periods in that way and having those conversations. So I really do hope that it is reaching out into all the corners and the conversations are really starting to be had.
Oh, they're definitely starting to be had. I mean, she has... I mean, they're going to be starting, I think, in 15 schools in the Waikato.
Yeah.
So they'll do a pilot study there to see, you know, how that works, and then they'll roll it out right throughout New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
At this stage, I think it will just be, I'm just not sure. We really we don't know yet. We don't know.
But we're excited, I mean, it's beginning.
We would love to, you know, see some of the girls, the older girls, using menstrual cups.
Yes.
If that's their choice. But we'll just see where that goes, you know. I mean, the fact that we're talking about it is the biggest step, you know. Conversations is always where we start, and at least we're talking about it.
Yeah, that is massive. And I think I'm going to do, I occasionally do little cheeky things when I'm on LinkedIn, and Carmel Sepulina sent me a friend request a while ago, and I think I'm going to message her a wee link to the Good Fund so she can have a look.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, yeah, that's what it's about. Yeah. I mean, that's all I did all this past weekend, was just message people from my platform, you know, from my MyCup platform, just saying, you know, hey, here we are. Can you share this? We don't, you know, we're not begging for donations. We just want everyone to share it to understand and possibly then go ahead and help us to help others, because that's what it's all about. Mm. I mean, that's all we're doing, is helping people. Every dollar that people donate, if it's not a perk, so if they're buying a T-shirt, of course we have to pay for the T-shirt, but if you're donating a dollar amount, everything goes to helping people.
Fabulous. You
know? Yeah, it's awesome.
So if I wanted to do a perk and get a T-shirt, but I sort of wanted to pay for the T-shirt, is there a way to do that too? So if there was, I would love to wear one of the T-shirts, but I would like to give enough money to make a difference as well.
So you just add a little bit more. So your minimum, so for instance, a T-shirt is $55.
Yep.
But your minimum, you could up your minimum charge to like $75, and that would pay for the T-shirt. Because the T-shirts are, you know,
good quality.
They're good quality T-shirts. They're beautifully printed. They're made, you know, like we've engaged Miss Marnie from Miss Marnie.
Yeah.
And she's the T-shirt queen. So she's organising all of that. So, yeah, the T-shirts have been really popular.
Will they fit voluptuous ladies
like
me?
Yes, they go, yay! Look, I'm voluptuous, so I've ordered my 3XL. So, we've got all different sizes. I think from a size 8 to a 3XL, I think. But I get the biggest one because I'm not a T-shirt wearer, and it'll be for the gym or whatever.
And sometimes I sleep in a T-shirt. I find them quite comfy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So let's bring this right full circle back to you. How on earth do you find balance with everything that you are balancing in your life?
Well, I've been in business a very long time now, and to be honest, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else with what I'm doing. I feel like there's real change happening in the world, and the voices are rising, really rising, 7 years ago, I just kind of felt like I was a squeaky little bike wheel going around and around. Shouting about how life-changing that menstrual cups were.
Yeah.
And now there were literally hundreds of mini-me's shouting about how life-changing menstrual cups are. And, it's been a real ripple effect, which is awesome. And now I kind of feel like I've been heard, you know. And that's really empowering. So it makes you feel like you're on the right path, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, work-life balance is super tricky, especially when I've got two teenage girls, and especially when you're so passionate about what you're doing. I truly believe that I think as long as you have joy in your life, that anything is possible. And I have joy. So no matter how stressful things get, I've always got that joy to come back to. I have two beautiful daughters and a deliciously funny husband who helped me stay super grounded. I know, he's just hilarious. Who helped me stay grounded. I mean, balance is really important when it comes to happiness. So I don't really believe it's how much time you spend on anything in particular. I think that if you've got joy and you're happy, then you can do everything.
Yes.
Because it's because your brain's kind of telling your heart that anything's possible, you know. But if you're not happy, I think we're in a society now where you really can change that.
Yeah.
You can change the narrative of what your life story is going to be about. Mm. You know, we spend a lot of time working. I mean, we all spend a lot of time working, you know. But you need to try and find something where when you are working, that you're really enjoying it, because that is the balance. Because ultimately, that joy infiltrates everybody around you, and they take that with them, and then they've got joy. And they might not have joy at home, but they come to work and they've got joy, you know. So there's a whole, I have a whole holistic way of thinking about what I'm doing. And sometimes, there is overwhelm, but I think there's overwhelm in everybody's life.
Yeah.
But it's not the overwhelm, it's how we deal with it. Mm. It's how it sits with us and how that joy, we need to find that joy again and look at that joy and let it calm the overwhelm.
That's so powerful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the time you've taken to speak with me today. And I'm really excited to get in behind this. Can't wait to share it with my friends. And I'll look forward to rocking my T-shirt. I might even send you a picture of
That's what, once we've done our campaign, I think that will be on the cards. We'll be definitely once we've sent them all out, we'll be going, come on, guys, you've got to take some T-shirt pics and we can do a real spam session on our story.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's all right. Thanks, Tina, for having me.
And it's another cold, wintry day here in Christchurch. And as we're all doing our best to keep warm and to spend as much time as we can with our loved ones and go about our days taking care of what's necessary, it's really important for us to keep looking around and seeing what people are up to in our communities and the little ways that we can get in behind them. It really does make such a difference, especially those not-for-profits and the charities that are really struggling now after COVID. So let's do what we can. It costs nothing to spread information and to talk about it and put things online. So even if finances are a bit tight, there's always something that we can do that will end up making us feel really good about ourselves too. So let's remember we're community, and let's remember ultimately we're one country here, and we've done so well through COVID. And my feeling is in the next few years, how we band together is really going to make a difference to seeing our country thrive again. So it was a really big treat to have Kimberly in the studio, and I really look forward to following this campaign and wearing my T-shirt. So kia kaha, Christchurch.